produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's April 5th, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 11th, 2002.
We're really going to miss you next week, Elgar. What do you have for your very last question?
Okay. Well, Nazarene, this question has really been grating at me for quite some time now. It turns out that one of my Olympian kinsmen wound up in the Massachusetts dead zone by default. What effect do these things have on people such as ourselves, which are not native to this world?
Well, Elgar, fortunately for all of us, your people and the Olympians work on a slightly different frequency of spiritual energy than we do. So it is very beneficial that some of you are in the dead zones because you can operate there far better than we can. Ordinary lords of light like me and Demetrius are almost powerless in these horrid places. So having some of your people in there gives us a little friendly observation that we have. Though we have some other observation, it is not from sources that we can fully trust. So having some of your people around is extremely beneficial to us. These dead zones are very strange phenomena. We can withdraw our power from them, but we cannot withdraw other people's power from them. Of course, your people aren't quite as strong as ours are, but you still have enough energy to take care of yourselves in these areas. And some of the energy that your people are withdrawing from other areas is usable by you. So we're adding a great deal to your energy as well. All in all, it is very, very beneficial to have your people at this time, because we would be very hard tasked to do without them.
We want to thank Jesse Torres of Jamestown, North Dakota, known in heaven as Elgar Odinson.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
We're back, Nazarene. Though fortunately there are none of these terrible spiritual dead zones left in the world today, would the kingdom of God ever consider using this horrible weapon again?
Well, Alora, if the circumstances ever arose, I believe, yes, we would use dead zones again. But right now, we couldn't use them if we wanted to, because we have so much power, we couldn't shut the power down anywhere. In order to shut the power down anywhere, you have to have a lack of power. You take the power from one place to reinforce you. And we don't need to do that now. We're right at the peak of our power. We have more power right this moment in the kingdom of God than we have ever had before. We are just running right now at the peak of our power, and we are fighting the creatures of darkness all over the world. But we are still having difficulties. It isn't over yet, Alora. We still have many, many problems. And until we defeat the creatures of darkness and stop the homosexual movement, we're going to have difficulties. We are being defeated now, Alora, not because of a lack of power, but because of a lack of people. We have no people to use the power we have. We have the power all over the world, but the people are following the creatures of darkness. They don't care about us anymore. They want their lust, they want their greed, they want their perversion. They want to let men lie down with men and women lie down with women and enjoy each other. They don't care that it is destroying their souls and destroying the world. Let them do their thing.
Well, I hope the need never arises, Nazarene. That's good that everything is going pretty well, though.
But we want more people, Alora. We mustn't fail. We want more people now.
We'll be back again.